This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the orchards of Southgate patient. First name is Darrell. D-A-R-R-E-L-L. Last name is Wyatt. W-Y-A-T-T. Date of birth is 1-5-1961. Date of evaluation is... HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions and management of his anxiety and depression. History of present illness, this is a 61 years old male who was admitted here on 2-9-2022 from St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor Hospital. Patient was rather guarded initially during my evaluation and was wondering, who I was, unquote. He was fixated on wanting to get his electric wheelchair back and kept on stating that he needs to get out of here and how shitty this place is. Period. He went on to state that he was brought here against his will. Period. Patient start indicates that he's status post bilateral above knee amputation. Period. He had diabetic foot infection, neuropathy, diabetes, osteomyelitis, history of TIA and legal blindness. Period. He was admitted here on Lexapro and Trazodone, which he has been taking for a long time. Period. He believes that he can go back to live with his mother, who is in her 80s. Period. Staff reports that he is at very high risk for falls and trying to slide out of recliner chair. Period. He is reported to get angry, hostile, and non-compliant with treatment recommendations. Period. Patient could not tell me a list of his current medications and seems to have limited insight into his medical needs and has unrealistic expectations of his ability to care for himself. Period. He denied any suicidal or homicidal ideation and denied any auditory visual hallucinations. Next paragraph, I spoke to his brother Kevin Wyatt on phone, who reports that he was given power of attorney a few weeks ago for patient's medical needs. Period. Patient's brother reports that 18 years ago, a patient was paranoid and believed that people were about to get him and allegedly hallucinating and believed people were throwing rocks at the house. Period. He was admitted to St. Joe's Mercy Hospital for Mercy Hospital Psychiatric Unit. Period. Brother believes that patient hasn't had any consistent psychiatric follow-up. Patient's brother thinks he has PTSD and paranoid schizophrenia, but that's brother's opinion without any medical evaluations. Period. Patient's brother reports that there are 8 of them living and family is supportive of him. Period. Patient is never married and has no children. Brother alleges that patient likes to chase women. but has no history of alcohol or substance abuse. Period. He has a history of listening to sports radio channels. He had a vending route, and family helped him with that. Next paragraph, review of system, general, uncooperative, eyes, legal blindness, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, unreported, musculoskeletal, inability to ambulate, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, probably years ago, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, 18 years or so he was admitted to St. Joseph Mercy Hospital psychiatric unit, past history of suicide attempts, nursing staff, a patient's brother had reported that patient attempted to harm himself a long time ago. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, single, number of children, zero, number of siblings, seven, current employment, patient did some kind of vending route. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, required performance chart, nursing and phone contact with patient's brother, cabin. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history. Peripheral vascular disease, type 2 diabetes, neuromuscular dysfunction of bladder, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, legal blindness, polyneuropathy, acquired absence of bilateral leg above the knee. Next paragraph, surgical history, see chart for details, family history, no family history available. Next paragraph, tobacco history, patient is a former smoker, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Lexapro 15 milligram once a day, and Trazodone 50 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure 125 over 74, pulse 74, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed demeanor, uncooperative, guarded, motor movements. Not tested, gaits, sitting in a recliner chair, speech, clear, mood, irritable. Effect constricted, thought processes intact, preoccupied, ongoing calm, associations are normal, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, memory mildly impaired for recent events, part of knowledge, unable to test, judgment and insight poor, sleep and appetite. Fair under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate F33.1, plans continue, Lexapro as prescribed, number 2, anxiety disorder unspecified F41.9, plans start abuse power 5 milligram BID to alleviate patient's anxiety, abuse power dose may have to be adjusted based on patient's tolerability and response. Period, continue Trazodone as prescribed, which could also help with anxiety and insomnia. Next paragraph, patient could benefit from referral to seniors wellness group therapist. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with the patient's attending physician for complex and multiple medical problems. Period, encourage patient to participate in diversional activities, period. I talked to patient's brother to bring him a radio, which he likes to listen, period. on follow with you as needed basis, procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative ISSRI, check abuse power, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention out with the risk as reported.